For me, the big takeaway, you can bring a vision to life if you see it through. If you ask the same guests, what's the big takeaway for you on your career, your path, it's the same thing. Like, these are all just people that have a vision for something they really want to do.
I've always felt immense
fear. I was born with cerebral palsy.
I have always felt small.
Not to take risks.
I may be blind, but I teach people how to see.
And I'm proud to be an individual.
This podcast is for you, the unconventional leader.
Maybe you are the one that everyone discounted.
Maybe you struggle with fear and self-doubt.
We are here to empower the next generation of self-starters to step up,
use their voice,
and make an impact in this world.
You're listening to the Weekly Parody.
Hey, welcome to today's episode. If this is your first time listening, my name is Heather Parody. I am your host. Today we are talking with Bobby Hobert about going all in with your podcast. And honestly, guys, this can apply to just about any creative work that you're doing, getting your message out there. It takes a lot of dedication and focus and willingness to go through a lot of ups and downs. Bobby created Purpose in the Youth podcast, which is just this incredible show, and this need that he saw out in the world to address what young people are doing out there to make a difference, to use their voice, to bring their creative work out into the world and do some powerful things. And I love that he is using his platform to give voice to young people. But man, we have a super honest dialogue about what that looks like practically. He left college with this awesome marketing degree, but decided to leave his hometown, move out to LA, and just really go all in with this vision that he had. And that sounds super exciting, but man, again, there's a lot of ups and downs with that. And we talk about all that and more in today's show. I know you're going to absolutely love it. But before we get started, if you have not subscribed to this show, what are you doing? Seriously, what are you doing right now? Are you driving? Are you working out? If you do not have your eyes on the road right now, if you would look down at your phone and hit that subscribe button, whether you are listening through iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, we're everywhere right now. And if you get anything out of today's episode, if you would share it with one person who would really, really benefit from it, we want to help as many people this year step into their calling and make a difference through their work. And we definitely need your help to do it. All right, let's go ahead and dive right into this incredible episode. I am so, so honored to have Bobby Hobert with us, the bearded man.
Yes, let's go.
From Los Angeles. I ran across him originally on Instagram and was just immediately captured by this show that he has called Purpose in Youth. Now, anything that has the word purpose in it, you've already got my attention, because this show is all about making an impact in this world, making a difference. And man, your story is so unconventional, what you've done over the past couple of years. I'm just so honored to have you. So welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
But give us a little backstory. You quit college, or you graduated college, excuse me. Graduated college and decided to, instead of jump into a 9-to-5 gig and give yourself away to corporate, you decided to instead get a microphone.
Yeah.
And start a podcast.
It's kind of crazy. I'm originally from Chicopee, Massachusetts. It's Western Mass. It's the Western part of the state. It's about an hour and a half west of Boston. And if you ask me my freshman year of college, like, what's the dream job? It'd be graduate college, get into the corporate environment, work for a company for 30 years, climb the ladder, become the big boss, have a sweet suit every day. Like, that was the goal. And I like get the chills thinking about it now, because so much in my life has changed in just the last 2.5 years, but I was pretty much about to graduate. I was trying to figure out what's the next step. Everybody around me is kind of saying, go get a job. Like, that's what you're supposed to do. And I just, in my heart, knew that that wasn't meant for me. It needed to be something I was passionate about, or a brand or a product. And I wasn't really seeing anything online that was like pulling me in.
Yeah.
And at the time, I was listening to a podcast called the School of Greatness podcast by Lewis Howes. I'm sure you know of it.
A little bit.
I was so inspired and by his content, but I was like, these are all great guests. Where are the young? There, every like 20 or 30 episodes, he'd have like a younger person in their 20s or even like late teens. And I was like, I need more of this.
Yeah.
So kind of always being a people's person, always liking to talk, I kind of had a vision of like, maybe I could start my own and I could create the platform. And at the time I had a bunch of friends around me. One of my roommates that I live out here with, he's from the same hometown as me. He's an artist. I had another homie that was a photographer, another friend that was making clothes, another friend that was a producer. And just seeing like what these guys were doing, I was like, man, I really could just start with these people around me. I have a starting point. I want to create my own platform. I'm graduating college. I have no other option of what to do next. I graduated August of 2016 with a marketing major. And then for that whole summer, I slowly just started putting the pieces of the puzzle together, trying to record some episodes, having no idea what I was doing. And then August 31st, 2016, I launched the podcast. And then from there, I just kind of hit the ground running. Haven't really stopped, have been really consistent with a couple breaks in between for the last 2.5 years. You know, one thing I always try to make sure, I think I was bad at it in the beginning. I don't ever want people to think I'm against corporate America, because some people like structure. Some people like knowing that they're at the end of the week, they're getting paid X amount of dollars, or, you know, they have a place to be Monday through Friday and they have 5 weeks vacation. It's like, if that fits for you, please go do it. I just realized quickly that was not meant for me.
Yeah.
On the edge. I want to be hustling. I want to be grinding. And I just want control of my future. And so everything that I'm getting into now, I just know is still in my control of my time and control of the content I produce. It's on me. And so, yeah, that's how everything kind of got started.
This fires me up, man. You said two really powerful things that I want to highlight. Number one, you said that you were watching or listening to Lewis Howes and you noticed that he wasn't really interviewing younger people, and that was a need. And so what you did is you stepped in and you filled a need that you saw. So instead of saying, man, I wish this existed, you're saying, hey, this doesn't exist. Let me create it.
Yes.
The second thing you said, which is really powerful, is you used what was already available to you. So when we start off, it is really difficult because we see the end result where we want to go. And we're like, how am I ever going to get there? And what you did is you said, okay, what do I have right now? How can I be faithful with it?
Literally on a day-to-day basis, I said that to myself this morning when I was in the gym. It's like, you really have to just live your life one day at a time and focus on like the present moment and the resources you have around me. So it's the same thing 2.5 years later. Like when I started, I was looking around at the people I had around me, utilizing that. 2.5 years later, I'm still doing the same thing where I'm trying to utilize the network that I've built, as well as reach out to guests that I don't have a connection to, but still looking around of like, how can I utilize the people I'm around, the environment I'm in? Because people see, like you were even complimenting before, and I really appreciate like the professionalism, the look of the studio, like that fires me up, because inside I'm like laughing, because where I started was no visuals.
I know.
A bedroom. I mean, still operate out of a bedroom. I call it the bedroom studio. But like, there was no neon sign. There was just a white wall. There was a poster board. And there was just like a desk, and that was it. Mm-hmm. And then, so it's crazy how it just kind of happens. And yeah, you just make best of what you have around you and try to utilize everything, every opportunity, every relationship, but like do it with the right reasons and do it with good intent. Try to like use people in a sense.
Amen. Oh man, there's so many little trails we can go on with that. That is so powerful. Now tell me a little bit about what your vision is and what are you doing right now to support this podcast? Like, are you going all in with this? Where are you
at? The vision from the jump, and it still remains a vision, is pretty much create that platform for the kid that, for what I was looking for, right? So the vision is still create that platform for the younger generation that's trying to figure it out, trying to figure out what's the next step, what their passions are. So I still remember the mindset I was in graduating, like completely lost, completely nervous, just scared of like, what do I do now? So I'm still creating for that person, trying to create that platform. And along the way, it's just starting to trickle in different ideas. So always consistently interviewing people on a weekly basis. That's like the core of everything that I'm doing. A new thing that I just rolled out, it's called What They Don't See. It's an inside look of where creative spaces, where I go in, we do a rundown of this person's studio space. We do like a very informal sit-down interview and just kind of keep pushing out content that still follows under that umbrella.
Yeah.
You know, one thing too, it's like, I'm not I don't know where the 5-year plan is. Some people, I think they need to write down goal, or they need to like really try to map out everything. But I literally trick myself every day into believing like today's the day. I'm going to get an opportunity of a lifetime. Netflix is going to email me. Facebook is going to want to buy into my show. YouTube is going to want to hit me up. So it's like, I don't get caught up in the long play. Once again, kind of going back to what I was saying, like just being in the present moment. Right now in this moment, I know I want to keep creating this type of content.
Yeah. That
might change next week, might change next month, might change in 6 months. I'm not exactly sure, but in this very moment today, as I speak to you, a platform that shows like all these different passions, artists, DJs, producers, entrepreneurs, vloggers, makeup artists, film directors, photographers, and to support it, in reality, I literally drive Uber full time out here in LA.
Awesome.
To pay the bills, to keep the lights on. That literally has been the core since I graduated. So since I started this podcast, 110% has been supported from driving Uber.
Amen. I love that dedication. I love it. And I tell people all the time, because they'll say to me, you know, you do podcasting full time. Like, I get paid tons and tons of money to do this. And I'm like, no, but I treat it like a full-time job, because I don't deserve for it to be a full-time job one day if I don't treat it like a full-time job now.
You know what's funny about that? You know what's funny about that? When I uploaded the first podcast, I'll never forget the moment. I was in the kitchen of my parents' house. And then when I published the episode, I pretty much told myself, if I want this to be taken seriously, or if I want this to grow, I have to treat it as if there's already a million listeners listening to the podcast. So it's like, tomorrow, if I got, for whatever reason, just 10 million downloads that showed up and all these supporters, nothing in my process changed. Like, I'm going to feel great. I'm going to feel like, wow, this is, everything's starting to move in the right direction. But literally nothing in my life changes. It's the same process. It's the same rollout. It's the same everything.
Amen, man. Now, I'll go there in a second. You mentioned it a minute ago that you were in your parents' house when this happened. It made me think, what was your family's response, your friend's response when you had this marketing degree and you're like, dude, I'm going to drive Uber and podcast?
I'm not going to mention any names, but definitely they were kids. First off, the kids I was graduating with in this competitive business school, mind you, Bentley University is the school I went to. Fast forward, I'll get back to that. 6 months out after graduating, they literally sent out an email to the entire class saying, congrats to the class of 2016. 99% of you are enrolled in a full-time career. And I was part of that 1%. Go back to when I'm about to graduate. We're not yet graduated. Everyone's talking about what they're doing next. And I'm like, yeah, I think I'm starting a podcast. Well, how are you going to pay? These are kids in my school. How are you going to pay for it? I don't know. I haven't figured that out yet. You're not getting a job. You haven't applied to a job. Very big question marks. Mm-hmm. And they weren't like trying to make me feel bad, but I was like, nah, I started to build a chip on my shoulder. Like, you don't have to see the vision. Like, you're not going to understand I'm very fortunate. My parents completely supported me. Awesome. They pretty much said, you know, and they've always been like this since I was growing up. Like, if you want something, go get it. And we're here to like support you and like cheer for you, but we're not like, your college loans are kicking in 6 months. You have to pay for that. So if you want to start this podcast, my father always said to me growing up, and he would say it all the time. He said, I don't care what you do when you get older, as long as you love it, we'll support you. And I didn't take it for granted, but like, There were kids I went to college with that were like, yeah, I have to do this job because my parents are making me. I'm like, your parents are making you do that? Like, what? They're not even the one doing the job. You have to do the job, you know? My parents were very supportive. And then I think a lot of people around me just had a lot of question marks. They weren't like haters or against it, but they were definitely just curious as to what do you mean you're starting a podcast?
Yeah.
What is this going to become, you know?
Were you hesitant at first to kind of admit what you really were dreaming of and what you wanted to do? Or did you have this confidence from the beginning?
My buddy Dylan, who I was just talking about, he's the one that I grew up with. He lives out here. He's an artist. Timing is everything. I had grown up for the last, you know, up until college, he had been making music and I had always been there to support him. At one point I was his manager. At one point I was on stage with him. Like, I was never even big into music. I just loved the energy and I loved the passion. So I was his best friend. So I was always supporting. Going into grad, it's crazy when you think back on it. going into the finals week, I get a call from him and he's like, yo, I just got booked for my first tour. Do you want to tour manage it for me? And I was like, okay, well, I don't even have a job. I'm about to graduate college. Sign me up. And I said, if there was any doubt of me starting this podcast, I now have to do it, because I had seen somebody take a vision that nobody, that kids in our high school would, I don't want to shit on him for. They would literally just hate on him for no reason at all. We're like 15 and people are just talking trash for somebody that had a vision. So it's like, I had seen that process and I was like, okay, I just have to replicate the same thing. And so fortunately from the jump, I just had that confidence. Like I could execute this. My eyes were on the prize. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care the number of views. The why was so motivating to why I was creating it that I was like, everything else is, I don't care about it. And of course there's those moments as you're going that it's like, is anybody even going to listen?
Let's dig into that a little bit, because I work with a lot of content creators. And I think the most common thing I hear is this feeling that no one's paying attention. You're throwing your heart out there in your content and your work, and months, even a year goes by and you're not seeing the results that you want to see. Dig into that a little bit with me. How do you stay course?
I did a podcast 2 days ago, and one of the big takeaways with this guy, he's an artist manager for a couple artists. And the one thing he was talking about was small wins. And that is exactly how I've gotten to this point. It's small, I don't want to call them small guests, but they are the small wins. Yes. So it's, you know, I get through, you know, the first 10, 12 episodes, it's just kind of people that I know. And then I think by like episode 18, I got somebody that I had like grown up watching or listening to. He was an artist. And then I kept going. And then I got real fortunate from episode 20 to 26. I hit the ground running. I came out to LA on a business trip and I just got a bunch of great podcasts, and that fueled me. But it was like every like 5 or 6 episodes, I'd get a bigger guest or I'd get somebody that I really wanted to get on the show. And so that was what kept fueling me. Of course I want to see the numbers grow. I want to see millions of plays and all that. But I knew that what was more important was that I was building a brand. I was building something that was packageable that I can now start reaching out to bigger guests and saying, hey, I had this person on the show. Would you be interested? Or I could utilize and leverage those moments. So I think for a lot of people that are starting stuff, it's the first 6 months to a year, it's not easy. Nobody understands the vision. You're so new. You're trying to prove to the world what you're trying to create. But it's like you start to get these little wins and these accomplishments that just add more fuel to the fire. Mm-hmm. Then you keep going, you keep doubling down, you keep pushing. I listen to Gary Vee religiously on a daily basis.
You see that photo though back there? That's scary.
I'm telling you right now, for one whole year of that podcast, I watched every single Daily Vee he put out. I listened to his podcast. And then he would always say, you know, I can't wait for the day for you guys and gals to stop watching and stop listening. And I always was like, man, what does he mean? I'm never going to stop. I'm always going to be listening every single day. And then it got to that point a little after a year where I was like, I can't actually watch Daily Vee right now because I need to work on this, or I need to send this email, or I need to follow up on this guest, or I need to make these clips. And that's when it hit me. I was like, oh, so this is what happens. Yeah. You start to get so busy. You start to really see through the vision. Things start to happen. I don't have time daily to watch your stuff or listen to your stuff. So you literally got to find the small wins. That's going to be the fuel to keep people going, to keep you pushing. I'm sure you've had it too, where it's like, whether it's a good podcast or maybe even a DM, or it's just one thing that's just going to remind you to keep pushing. This right now, today, like after this, I'll work on some other stuff and then I'll go Uber for the rest of the day. But this podcast right now was my win for the day. This was my small win for the day. Just trying to find one thing a day that, okay, now let's get to the next day. And then 2.5 years goes by and you're just like, holy shit, where's the time gone?
You know? No joke. Now I know we're getting close to our time. I could probably sit here for 2 hours and talk to you. But one kind of big piece I want to touch on is we have a lot of podcasters listening, And love I told it. You before the show, I told you this, that there's kind of like a 1 year mark where I see a lot of people giving up right before a year.
Yeah.
And they say a lot of things, you know, it's they're looking at the results and they're not looking at their bigger why. And so they get discouraged. But what are some other practical things for growing a show that you've seen work over the past 2 years? That's really important.
Yeah. I mean, two things. One, I think you as it's so hard too with podcasting because everyone has like a different type of show. So from my experience, if you're somebody that likes to interview people or bring on guests, my thing is like become the best interviewer you can be. Yeah. And that could be studying other people that inspire you as an interviewer. The number one thing I would say is super important is research. Know everything about this guest before you even ask the question. Mm-hmm. Not all of them, but a lot of the questions I ask my guests, I know the answer, right. But I want to paint the picture of their life or their story. So I think research and obviously with time, you want to get bigger guests. But and under that, you have to understand that just because they come on your show doesn't mean they're going to promote it.
Come on.
That's a tough lesson that I think a lot of people, they get it all mixed up. But the second thing I want to say, so I would say, first off, focus on yourself, become the best interviewer, best podcast. What was the second part? I had something that I wanted to go off of, but now I don't think I have it.
While you're thinking of that, let me comment on what you just said, because I think that was super powerful. You just said, don't expect them to promote. And what I hear when you say that is that saying, don't put the success of this show on someone else because it's on you.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. At the end of the day, it's like you have to create something so valuable to that guest that they want to share it out with their followers or the people that pay attention to them. So that comes with time, you know, like,
yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, like all this is time. Any person that listens to this or watches this, you can listen to this podcast. You can go listen to any podcast out there and you're going to hear the same thing. It's patience. It's time. It's consistency. It's persistence. It's seeing through the vision. Like, I feel like sometimes I'm just reciting the same takeaways in my mind, but it's like, I didn't know that at one point. Like when I was starting off, I had to learn all this, but now it's so common. I have these conversations on a weekly basis that I know exactly what I need to do. But for most people, I think they just have to start and then just go, like just hit the gas pedal. The second part I wanted to say was don't pay attention to the analytics. That's what it was.
There you go. Like,
yes, I would look, but it would never change. It would never, ever been like, ah, man, maybe I shouldn't do this. Maybe this isn't the one. Maybe I'm not doing the right thing. What's been more important is the why. Am I still doing this for the right reasons? Yes, because I would have gave up 2.5 years ago if I was doing this to make money or to have a big following.
Come on.
Or to, you know, have millions of plays on my YouTube. So you just
that's have real.
To become really great and then don't worry about the numbers. Just the why should be the big thing in you.
This is church, Bobby. This is so good. So good. Yeah. And I'm looking at all those faces behind you. And if you guys are watching this on YouTube, I'm looking at all these people you've interviewed over the past 2 years. What is your big takeaway from all of these stories?
Sheesh. You can, you know what? You can really bring a vision to life. Going back to the school thing, the school I graduated from, that was the first moment that I had put my eyes on a vision and accomplished it, because I actually didn't get into the school that I graduated from. It was my number one school. Long story short, it was my number one school. Found out when I applied to go in as a freshman, I didn't get in. My heart was broken. I was like ready to just pack the bags, move to California. Then thankfully I didn't. And so I went to another school for a year, and then I worked my ass off, transferred, got to Bentley, and I ended up graduating there. And that for me was, it was the first time I had vision and actually worked my ass off for a whole year and made it happen. And now this has just become something that for the first time in my life is a bigger vision. It's not something that I could have accomplished in a week, 2 weeks, mm-hmm. 6 months, a year. Like, this has been 2.5 years in the making. And I think for me, the big takeaway, you can bring a vision to life if you see it through. And individually, if you ask the same guests, whatever they do, what's the big takeaway for you on your career, your path? It's the same thing. Like, these are all just people that have a vision for something they really want to do. They just X out the people that aren't cheering them on. They stay focused. They make the sacrifices. They give up on a lot of things. But as Gary Vee always says, I'd rather, you know, make the sacrifices for 3 to 4 years and then live the rest of your life happy as can be. And that's the my motivator. It's like, I know that all these short-term sacrifices in the grand scheme of things, 2.5 years, a long time, yes. But in the grand scheme of things, when I'm 60 and I'm looking back on this 2.5 years, it's going to be like, well, it was definitely worth it. You know, totally. So you have to make the sacrifices. You got to make these things happen.
So good. Now I'm going to link his show, his YouTube channel, his Instagram, all of it in the show notes. And I am asking each and every one of you to click on it, subscribe, follow Bobby. You have an incredible thing going on, and I just really appreciate your authenticity. And like I mentioned earlier before we started recording, you have just such diversity in your guests, and I love that you're representing young people and offering hope to this next generation. And, you know, where a lot of people bash on young people, you're putting them on a pedestal and giving them a platform to say, hey, there's good out there. There's purpose in our youth. And I just acknowledge you for that. So thank you. Where can people connect with you online?
Yeah, they can find me anywhere at Bobe, which people are like, what the hell is this? It's at B-O, 3 B's, 4 A's, and a Y. At
I'll Bobe. Link it up.
Instagram didn't have the B-O-B-B-A-Y, and then they didn't have 2 Y. It just became this whole thing. So now it's just B-O, 3 B's, 4 A's, and a Y. Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and podcast Purpose in the Youth, Instagram, Spotify, YouTube. You can find it anywhere.
Absolutely. All that will be linked up. Our very last question. I've been asking this question a lot lately and I love it. Imagine sitting with Bobby 3 years ago before you even started your podcast and you are just graduated and you were thinking, I'm going to start this show. This is going to be awesome. If you're going to sit with him right there at that table, sit across from him, and you have just a few seconds, maybe a minute with him, what would you tell him?
I'm looking at the advice as I'm about to say it, because I have it. My sister sent me this nice little picture collage, and it's a daily reminder. Enjoy the journey, right? Like, it's so easy to say, and I even get caught up, once again, going back to the start of this conversation of like being present and just kind of enjoying the small wins. I would probably tell myself to just enjoy the journey and really try to cherish the moments of these guests, because a lot of them, it's kind of a, you know, it's a one-time deal. They're going to come in, they're going to leave, might not ever talk to them again. Some you will stay in contact with, some you won't. And it kind of just becomes like that moment in time of your life, and you both go on, and it's just that was the moment. So I just think it's, I would tell him to enjoy the journey, and I would tell people the same. It's like, you kind of have to smirk at the times where you feel like nothing is going in the right way and nothing feels like it's happening for you. You kind of just have to smirk and smile and know like you're almost there. It's just right around the corner. And, you know, try to embrace everything, the highs, the lows, and everything in between. Don't be scared to be, you know, emotional. Just enjoy what the journey is and know that everything plays out in the long run.
That's good. Mic drop.
Yeah, mic drop. Boom.
Thank you so much for your time, Bobby. I appreciate you.
No, thank you for having me on the show. Make sure anybody listens, go leave an iTunes review. She provided the platform. I thank you, Heather, for reaching out. So make sure you guys leave her 5 stars and leave a 1-sentence comment on the iTunes podcast app what you enjoyed about this podcast under Heather's show. Ooh.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have not subscribed yet, please head over to iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts and hit that subscribe button. And also, if you have a second, leave us a review. Lastly, we have a private Facebook group. If you are looking for a tribe of like-minded leaders who are unconventional in their approach, but dedicated to making an impact, head over to Facebook and type in Unconventional Leaders, and we will be sure to add you. You guys have a great week.